In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Oh, dear family, here's a little aside, kind of a meditation you can ponder today. When Jesus said in the gospel, settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court with him, otherwise you'll be handed over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you'll be thrown into prison. You remember Jesus also gave that parable where he talked about the bad servant who was forgiven much, but then wouldn't forgive someone else. And then the next thing you know, then the other servants tell on him, and then the master sends him off to suffer the consequences of his failure to forgive. This actually is very, very similar. I just recognized the similarities for the first time just now. How it almost could be a metaphor for purgatory. How you better settle now, better go to confession now. That's the point I'm getting at. Go to confession now before you have to stand before the judgment seat of God, or else you see what Jesus says. So go to confession. It's one of the seven sacraments that Jesus established and instituted while on earth. It's one of the four that were established in the upper room. Go to confession. That Protestant baloney about going straight to Jesus is nothing but baloney. And that's a polite word because I'm in church. He instituted the sacrament of confession for a reason. And right there in today's gospel, he kind of talks about it. But family, let us learn another life lesson today. One I may have used a few times since I've been here for 3 years. It's called the rule of allots. That life lesson, the rule of allots, goes like this. A lot of people have a lot to say about a lot of things they know nothing about. So hear that again so that you understand who these people are. You can recognize it when you see it or hear it. A lot of people have a lot to say about a lot of things they know nothing about. Well, during one confirmation season, I twice got to hear Bishop Callahan give to the confirmandi a brilliant, great reflection that pretty much meant the exact same thing. And this pretty much is a quote. There are a lot of know-nothings out there who can't wait to tell you all they don't know. Maybe I can adopt that as a life lesson related to the rule of allots. They work so well together, the life lesson of the rule of allots and the life lesson of know-nothings. Both of those all relate to those many out there whose opinions are uninformed. One of the first things I would begin each semester teaching is to teach the number one thing that would irritate me, and that was uninformed opinions. I never minded, who could, honest questions in search of truth. I mean, all of us should be seeking truth, the ultimate truth being Jesus. He said that after all, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Honest people seek and find Jesus. But dear family, in these modernist, left-wing liberal times, there's been this very mistaken proposition set forth that everyone is entitled to their opinions. Let's understand, dear family, that diabolical proposition is from the bowels of hell. No, everyone is not entitled to their opinion. Rather, everyone is entitled to seek and find the truth, which, as you know, Jesus promised would happen. Seek and you'll find. Again, everyone is not entitled to their opinion, but rather must seek and find the truth. Well, if you ever want to ruffle some feathers, just say that out loud whenever you hear someone utter such a statement as, well, I have a right to my opinion, or here's the most dangerous words in the English language. Well, what I think, listen, dear family, you shouldn't care about what I think. You shouldn't care about what my opinion is. What you should care about is the truth. And that goes for every other single person in the world, no matter what color of cassock they're wearing. Not interested in your opinion, interested in the truth. Who is Jesus? who didn't go through all he went through, suffer, die, and then finally rise again. He didn't go through all that pain and suffering, his whole passion to leave us confused about the truth. Let us seek the truth, not somebody's opinion. Yeah, you want to ruffle some feathers, just say that out loud. When somebody utters such a moronic statement as, well, I have a right to my opinion. Just watch their feathers get ruffled when you respond. No, you don't. You do not have a right to spout off about something you know nothing about. Your family, that is just damnable pride. You know what? In our acts of mercy, our spiritual works of mercy, say, listen, instruct the ignorant, those that don't know better, those whose opinions are uninformed, instruct them in the truth, which means, of course, that we have to do our homework and learn the truth in the first place. That's instruct the ignorant, admonish the sinner. That's a work of mercy and of love. It is not love. It is not mercy to just let them spout off some uninformed and ignorant opinion. It's damnable pride to insist that I'm entitled to my opinion. And if you're struggling with this, if the concept, understand something that will hopefully will help make it crystal clear. The reason why, dear family, that not everyone is entitled to their opinion is because ignorant and uninformed opinions can harm other people. We've seen a lot of that over the last couple weeks, haven't we? A lot of people with their own personal opinions doing a ton of harm to other people. I tell you, if you ever hear another person say, put on a mask, that this COVID thing is going crazy and we're all at risk, just, you know, maybe put on your cell phone a little video clip of the marchers, of the protesters, of the rioters and looters. Just put that on your cell phone and say, they don't seem to have a problem with it. The government hasn't brought down the strong arm of the law to stop these people from not socially distancing properly. What hypocrisy. I just saw, Fauci on TV again yesterday. Oh, we're good. Oh, it's going to get worse. A lot more people are going to be infected. Well, then you should have thought about that when you gave free license to all the protesters and looters and burners, the anarchists, the fascists that they are. And we know the harm that was done to innocent people. Watch, even if the mob, and that's what they were, was utterly hostile and upset with a bad guy, like the bad actor whose conduct directly killed George Floyd, you know as well as I do that we don't just handcuff the bad guy and drop him off in the middle of the mobsters rioting and looting in Minneapolis or elsewhere and say, okay, here he is, have at it. We do not, we never let the mob act as judge, jury, and executioner. We all know in a civilized society, that we let our organized system of justice guide our treatment of even bad actors, not mob justice. That's not the way it works here in America. Just as we do not let some lawless mobsters act as judge, jury, and executioner with the bad actor, we also do not let lawless mobsters loot and pillage and burn and act in ways that at least 17 more people have died as a result. That fake news never should have broadcast the proposition that said looting and burning were legitimate forms of protest. That's fake news for you. That's the people of left-wing media who allow such poison, such rat poison into our society. But here's an easy way to understand the proposition that not everyone is entitled to their opinion. It's just so simple. If Tiger Woods, you all know who he is, comes in here and says he's going to give you free golf lessons, how arrogant would I have to be to say, well, I'm entitled to my own opinion about how to play golf? Perhaps a better proposition is that I listen to one of the greatest golfers of all time. He might have something to tell me about how to play golf. Or let's say Michael Phelps comes in here and says he'd offer us some free swimming lessons. How arrogant would I have to be to say, well, I'm entitled to my own opinion on how to swim well. I better be listening to the greatest Olympian of all time because he might have something to tell me about how to swim. Oh, how arrogant, how full of pride I'd have to be to say, no, I'm entitled to my opinion on golf and swimming. And yet that same principle of arrogance and pride is at work every time some ignorant and uninformed person says, I'm entitled to my opinion. And they do it so frequently on voting, like as if they're informed, or on matters of faith. No, you're not entitled to your opinion. You're entitled to seek the truth. In fact, God says you're duty-bound to seek. You're entitled to seek the truth and find the truth. You're entitled then to share the truth. In fact, we're duty-bound to share the truth. God forbid we start sharing some opinions that lead somebody astray. Jesus had pretty clear words to say about that. Better the millstone gets put around your neck and thrown into the deep blue sea than diverge from the truth that has been handed down to us unchanged, unchangeable for 2,000 years. Here's one more example specifically applied to our life of faith, God's creation itself. I once saw a talk show where there was a man who had shot himself up with female hormones and dressed up like a woman, complete with a wig. It just looked ridiculous. You hear this very masculine voice coming out of this very masculine features, all dressed up like a woman. And the big discussion on there was, is that okay? And we used to understand it. Everybody understood it as, well, there's something not quite right in the thinking process. We didn't give the stamp of approval to something that was clearly wrong. Well, so this man got very upset with Ben Shapiro. You remember him. He speaks clearly. He says, truth doesn't care about your feelings. He got all upset when Ben Shapiro called him he, or some masculine pronoun. In fact, he got more than upset. He said right there on the camera, you could watch it yourself, that if Ben Shapiro ever said something like that again to him, he was going to get up and it was more than just assault him. He was going to like really pummel the guy. Isn't that exactly the way left-wing fascists act? You do it my way or I'll beat you up. I mean, that, dear family, is the very definition of fascism, using threats and actual violence to get your way, just like Hitler and his brown shirts did. Well, even the usually unflappable Ben Shapiro seemed to be taken aback by the threat, and he commented, well, that's really civil of you, something. Now, how cool it would have been to call the bluff. Say, hey, mister, just go ahead and try. You're on camera. Let the fascist transvestite start the brawl and let justice then be done for his evil act. Go to jail for being the fascist lawbreaker that he is. Listen, even for him to say something like that to Ben, in legal terms, is an assault. People think assault means you actually have a contact. No, that's the battery part of assault and battery. For him to threaten Shapiro on that TV show. Now, all the other guests, the left-wing lib guests that were with him, didn't call him out on it. Oh, no. No, Ben Shapiro stood alone. Good for him. You see and understand that example, dear family, how fascists try to force their opinions on others, how they try to force their opinion on others, either even ridiculous, absurd, and utterly false opinions like that transvestite. And that is exactly what we're seeing going on now all over our country, like the madness that is in Seattle and the fascists who have taken over part of the city and the useless, incompetent leadership just letting it happen. Your family, a lot of people have a lot to say about a lot of things they know nothing about. They who know nothing sure like to tell us all they know about nothing. And this applies most fearfully to our lives of faith, to the life of a Catholic that we're supposed to be representative of, the truth who is Jesus. And Jesus wouldn't be out there, watch, this is so simple. This is the bottom line. Jesus would not be out there looting, I saw today where they'd stolen $550,000 worth of like camera equipment out of one store alone. It's a command, his commandment, thou shalt not steal. We know this. Jesus would not be out there looting, and he wouldn't go on national TV and say, I'm justified in looting. I'm justified in burning. I'm justified in my actions, which contributed to the death of 17 more people. It applies, dear family, to our lives of faith. So be very, very careful, dear family, because we're not even hearing much to the negative out of the hierarchy. Be very, very careful when you hear someone spout off some mere opinion, even no matter what color of cassock they're wearing, because the truth is unchanged and unchangeable. The commandments must stay. Our righteousness must exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees, like Jesus said in today's gospel. And if we don't, then we too will not enter the kingdom of heaven. I didn't say it. Jesus did. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.